Identify for retina scan.
Ethno Radio.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, by all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
There's a suspicion that we, you know, we're too security conscious.
Crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
Holy crap.
Are we live?
What's up, everybody? This is F Bill Radio.
Episode 3-1.
September 5th, 2006. What happened to the fader there, man?
I'm not too sure.
What? What's going on?
I'm just not too sure.
So, hello to everyone out there. All our continuing listeners and new ones, since numbers have been increasing lately.
Right. They've been increasing a lot lately.
For real?
Yes, for real. For yeah. Really real.
Apparently, there's a chart, I don't think you've seen it, that Malice Factor made that paired the number of downloads against the quality of the show. And it's like two opposite slopes. So as the worse the show gets, the more listeners we get.
You know, what do you mean the worst? Sound quality
that
of the show?
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard of. And I'll take complete credit for making that thing, even though I didn't. And I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Well, it's like the last few shows, I don't think we even talked about anything at
all.
Yeah,
we kind of had to decompress after shit, man.
Yeah, it was a long summer. So now we're into September.
And those were our most popular shows, the last couple shows?
I don't necessarily think that's true.
Well, dude, you know, actually, we've got a lot of people downloading episodes in the teens. Like, well, let's take a look, shall we?
Let's take a look, F-Bill. Nostalgia.
The distortion in the headphones is back this week, huh?
I don't have any distortion. I turned mine down, though. That's why.
Oh, can you turn mine down a tweak, please?
Yeah, can you also turn down mine?
I can turn it all
Thanks, buddy.
Down.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, people have been downloading episodes 11, 15, and 12, and 10 as well.
What was on those episodes?
I'll tell you.
In the archive, which is available at fbillradio.com.
Right.
For all you people that picked us up off of iTunes.
Right, so episode 15 was See No Evil.
Hear No Evil. Well, what was that episode? I remember the name.
That's with the Bob Bear book and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Bob Bear book.
The CIA book.
Yeah, book.
That was the first episode of 2006 with a new show intro, which you screwed up, Big City.
I did not, did I?
It says it right on there.
It's in the notes. It must be true.
I don't remember it. Shut up. You guys can write anything in those notes.
The new Google video store, total lack of communication, useless banter abound. See No Evil book review. We should do more F-Bill Radio book reviews.
The F-Bill Radio book club, we should start that up.
Yeah, you know, I'd be down with that. We could start up a book club.
Well, I'm learning to read, so we could probably do that pretty soon.
We could rival Oprah in due time. I look forward to that, man.
Oprah's a whore.
Our three combined masses shall overcome hers.
All right, and episode 11, in case you want to know, was Blacksmithing and Microsoft Security.
See, this is when we had, like, good topics. Now we just puke into the microphone, I think.
Well, we've been drunk off our own success. So. Hence the puking.
Yeah, I've got, guys, I gotta admit to you, through the F-Bill fame, I've started becoming a drug addict. I now roll with a different crowd of friends. That's why you haven't seen me in a while.
Oh, yeah? Is that what it is? You left us behind for your new homies?
You snort lines off your F-Bill stickers?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I use my F-Bill cards to divide up the lines, actually. I snorted lines off of the sticker that I stuck to this girl's nipple the
Sweet.
Other day.
Awesome. And this is probably all funded by the millions of F-Bill t-shirts we've sold.
Oh, countless.
Yeah, if you don't have an F-Bill t-shirt,
but we don't make any money off those.
Cool.
You gotta remember that.
No, it's economies of scale, man. We hit a sweet spot. We're actually making like a penny per shirt.
Future value of money.
No, we've definitely lost money on those shirts.
Damn it.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of it back.
Yeah, the one shirt that we actually sold.
It's cool, though. We gave them out. Sweet having shirts. We gotta make some more.
Yeah, it's
maybe
sweet
early
making
next
shirts.
Year.
It's a nice experience, isn't it?
To give a shirt to someone?
Mm.
I've given the
cards.
It's kind of
like
people.
Christmas, except it's not like the one gift you get to your least favorite uncle. You know what I mean? Like the same color fucking button-down shirt every year. Right?
Hate those things.
Yeah, I know. I get a lot of them, too.
I just threw out like 40 of them when I moved.
You know, you could have donated that to charity. Could have been some homeless people that might have needed that.
Probably. There's people picking out of my trash, so.
Well, that counts
as gross.
Homeless.
It counts as homeless. We got two emails this week.
Right.
I love email.
I do as well. Who's been emailing us?
We got two emails and a voicemail message. The voicemail message was from Lord Drakenblut, which he suggested an RSS feed. for our new quote unquote forum stuff that we're going to put up.
Yeah, I should probably update the RSS feed for the show, which I haven't done since like episode 23.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I kind of noticed that last night. I was like, I knew I forgot I was doing something.
You totally forgot to update the art. Oh, man.
So the iPod people don't know what's going on.
No, not the iPod people. The RSS
feed. People that get it direct to connection.
So like audio.textfiles.com probably isn't updated.
Yeah.
And Hacker Media, which brings me into that topic since I brought it up. The new Hacker Media site's up. Did I mention this last time? I don't remember.
I think you did.
I don't know, getting streamed
or something.
The new one, no, that's on BinRef.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was
Hacker Media,
thing.
Which we promised we were going to be up there like 6 months ago when I talked to Droops.
The post-production report.
The new one is finally launched, so we're up on Hacker Media. Okay. Yeah.
Hooray! Yeah. Hooray!
And there was much rejoicing. So,
Dustin's swelling up our sense of self-importance, adding to the fame of FBill Radio. My bad with the RSS feed.
It's a pretty cool. It's a pretty cool site. It's basically one big giant feed of a bunch of cool Hacker Media shit, and you can subscribe to that one feed and just get it pumped into your
feed your reader.
There have been a lot of nice titties.
Sweet.
So, shouts to Droops and shouts to the people that worked on that site. And it's pretty cool that we're finally up there.
Nice new clip like that.
Yeah.
Props.
Oh, hey, no problem.
So,
shouts to Droops. Nice titties.
We got the nice titties, Droops. We got
nice titties.
We got that voicemail from Lord Drakenblue and two emails. First one says, "Thanks for the mention on episode 30. Still, I can't take credit for starting the D&D thing. Stating your race, class, and alignment and such, that was someone else. In fact, I can only take credit for unsuccessfully trying to propagate it. Seemed like a good idea to me, especially if FBill is supposed to be by geeks, for geeks, but it didn't catch on, so it goes.
For nerds, by nerds.
Anyway, nerds, by just nerds. Thought I'd let you know that I'm definitely still listening. How many listeners do you have anyway? Is there any way for you to tell? Just wondering. Anyway, keep up the good work. Amigos, Marco."
Hey, what's up, Marco?
So,
yeah, another shout-out to that guy.
Yeah, that guy gets a lot of shout-outs on the show.
Dude, he's the only one that regularly
emails us. He probably
doesn't
deserve this many shout-outs.
Probably doesn't.
So.
Yeah, that's right. I retract my shout-outs. Need to do something to deserve it, man.
Anyway, so yes, how many listeners do we get?
Hang on, I'm going to give him a special tribute here. Marco.
You damned fool!
Oh, hang on, that was the wrong one. Fuck.
You the man, sir.
No, you the man, and that's the problem.
Yep, that was the Marco tribute right there. Cool. Special Marco.
Polo.
Polo from the Middle East.
A bunch of white girls in my trailer.
Got more white girls in my trailer than on the first lifeboat off the Titanic. Or something to that effect.
Oh, man. You ever watch The Office?
No.
No.
Oh, that show's fucking hysterical. I got the first season on DVD, and there's like an episode where Steve Carell there, the guy that leads it, he walked around, he quoted Chris Rock from his stand-up about there being black people and then there being black people. So they brought in like sensitivity training and all this stuff.
It was a hysterical episode. I actually think I've seen that episode because, Ash Nye, FTR Militia fam, he loves that fucking shit.
Does he?
I was over his house one time, and he was watching The Office, and sensitivity training sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I sound better back here than I do up here. What do you think?
Definitely sound better farther away.
Yeah, here? Like this is mint?
That sounds a lot better.
Yeah, wow. Stop moving. Stop leaning forward.
Sorry.
Maybe I should sit back here instead of being up
on the mic. No, not you.
No, maybe I should stand mic. All the way back here.
So, anyway, yeah. So how many listeners do we have? I don't think there's any real way for us to tell.
We can tell how many people have downloaded episodes.
Well, we could until the web host crashed and lost all our previous records.
Right, fucking web
all of
host.
Our data has been lost.
But I'd say at this point, episode 31. All said and done, we've probably had over 20,000 downloads of the show.
You guys seen Clerks 2?
Yeah, that sounds absolutely right.
No, I haven't. which I should have. I mean, I kicked myself because I hadn't seen it yet.
I gotta put.
Have you seen it?
Nah, I didn't see shit.
What the fuck's your problem, man?
I was just asking.
You're having an off day today.
Yeah,
aren't you
got like a mouse factor negativity groove going on.
I just
on
haven't
over
had
there
a very.
Haven't had a very productive
it's
day.
It's just one of those days, huh?
It's just one of those days going back to
the hey, man. I'm sorry,
about,
dude.
Upset about the crocodile hunter.
That hurt.
His demise.
That definitely
aren't
sucks.
Are we supposed to have a moment of silence?
Can we get a moment of silence for Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, pierced through the heart?
And hang you're on to blame. You gave love a bad name.
We'll give him a.
Don't fear the Reaper, dude.
It's just a tribute to Steve Irwin.
Oh, damn, that's hateful.
No, it isn't.
Damn.
40,000 men and women every day. You know the lyrics. I thought we were having a moment of silence. Hang on.
All right, I think that's enough. I was started reading the website over here. I forgot we were recording the show.
Right.
So, the next email we got says,
fuck Mr. White.
It was, the subject was Mambo.
Oh, Lord.
So, the email says, you should have just upgraded. They have patches up. What were you running? 4.5.0. It's up to version 4.6 in beta. I use it. No, you should never know my client's sites. You should really get Metatron to use his uber elite skills to make you a nice site. You should probably add a Firefox button. I forget what site it was, but they had code that popped the CD drive open whenever someone was using IE. Pretty neat trick. Hey, here's a link to a video for your enjoyment, which is a video of a guy fucking shooting a bottle rocket out of his asshole.
Who's this crack addict?
I bet you guys are big fans of David Hasselhoff and his music career. Tell Seth the Monroe in the forums he dissed me for not posting a lot a while back. Just because I have more of a life than just pwning noobs all day, typing in caps, drinking coffee, and forgetting my Ritalin pills, he probably does. I have more important matters to deal with. What's your favorite piece? Mine would have to be the FN P90. Small, light, fully auto, and 50 rounds a clip. Info on that here. It's for sale. I need to get my Class 3 permit to have one. And there's a link to a P90 thing there. Good weapon sites you never heard of. CheaperThanDirt.com. ShootYouInTheFace.com. GunBroker.com. Wow, this just keeps going. This guy set up a network at my work and never gave me the password so he could have some degree of control on my domain. I pwned him, I got Cain and Abel and managed to catch the passwords. Other info from my coworkers, I'm not evil hacker though. And now I have control and change them. Cain is a good prog. Google Cain password cracker. On a serious note, if you ever bored and feel like pwning some websites and don't want to be arrested, you should attack some of those pedophile websites. Take the six bastard sites down. Those people should be shot, at least to have their head chopped off by Big City and one of his swords. The final and most important part of this email, please set up some forums somewhere. Joe Somebody.
Joe Somebody.
He sent that to us using an anonymous email client.
So. On a Tor server?
On a
Tor
server.
We don't know, man. Right.
So you want to hear like somebody shooting a fucking bottle rocket out of their asshole?
No, not particularly.
Does it burn, do you think?
Oh, it totally fucking burned. Oh, it did, dude. I watched it.
So why did he do it? What did he do? You're sick. Sick asshole.
Sam's butt rocket on E-Bombs World, in case anybody wants to watch it. And if you don't know what E-Bombs World is,
you're a sadist.
probably haven't been online for more than like 14 and a half minutes.
E-bombs world.
So I guess that catches us up so far.
Right. Thanks for everybody who sent emails. Yeah. We appreciate
it. Wicked appreciative.
Radio at fbillradio.com.
We're going to get right on setting up those forums right now.
And there's voicemails to be had too. So.
Right. You going to play them? No, because you can't rip them.
No. So, so what's on the list for this week, huh?
Don't you ask us, like, what we've been doing shit?
That's not important.
Dude, we actually got stuff to talk about this week. I'm totally fucked up. What have you been up to, Big City?
I thought you'd start with Malice Factor.
All right, Malice Factor. So what have you been up to, buddy?
Right.
Thanks. I hate going first.
Let's see. I've been fucking with Subversion per your instructions. We need Subversion. Subversion.
Is that like Subterfuge?
Sort of.
Not really.
Only it's versioning software, right?
Oh.
And, need the Agua. Pretty much I've been reading through the FAQ because I've also been messing with, the fucking PHP MySQL shit for the forums, quasi CMS.
Oh, you have been working on it?
Yeah, I have been working on that, as a matter of fact. Haven't coded in like 3 years, so it was kind of nostalgic for me, you know.
Did you win?
No. And,
that sucks.
I've been playing Quake 4.
Nice. Wow, this sounds like. Get back. I can't take that. Can't.
Right.
It's too awkward. Weird.
So you like Quake 4 or what?
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's a year old game. I finally have a video card that can actually play it at like lowest res without the shit crashing, you know.
Yeah.
And it's pretty sweet. I like it. A lot of people hated on it. They say, you know, it wasn't sophisticated enough, or, you know, it sucked generally. I don't play multiplayer because, you know, let's face it, like, competitive gaming is a lot like reading competitions, you know. Like, I don't really. Yeah, he killed me like 55 times, you know, frag me, whatever, dude. It's not going to get you vagina at the end of the day, you know. It's like, well, I can read like 15 times as many pages as I can. Whoop-de-doo, you're going to get a bigger cup of ice cream than me, you know. I mean, let's be real. I'm calling out competitive gaming, really. So I'm playing a single-player campaign, and I just got turned into Strog, which was the major plot twist in the game, and if I ruined it for some people out there, sorry, but, you know, game's been out for a year, so if you haven't heard about that by now, what Mr. White said about that previous website with the bottle rockets going out people's bums, you know. And it's actually pretty sweet. The graphics are pretty mint because it's a fucking Quake game, so you wouldn't expect anything less. You
know? Right, yeah.
And it's actually made with the Doom 3 engine, Raven Software, Raven Soft or whatever, fucking farmed that shit out, or ID farmed that out to Raven Soft.
Which is kind of weird, but.
Yeah, well, I forget at what point they got into the habit of doing that, but they did do it for another game way back in the ancient history that we probably never played, you know. So I'm about halfway through that game. It's pretty good. One interesting thing, though, about when you get turned into a Strog, half turned into a Strog, like, you can start understanding some of the language on the panels.
What is a Strog, anyway?
Well, I don't know how much you know about the Quake universe, or.
Nothing.
Okay, well. In a nutshell, I'm not too much up on my Quake mythos, but. Quake 1 is different than Quake 2. And in Quake 2, the storyline was there's an alien race called the Strog. They're kind of like the Borg, except they're Goth, which is a good way to describe them. They invaded Earth, and they pretty much just started killing everything in sight. So they sent this lone marine or ranger or whatever they sent a whole group of people to destroy the fucking Strog called the Macron, which is the leader of the Strog. And they went to the homeworld Strog, which is Strogos, and they got fucked up by this thing called the Big Gun, the planetary defense system. And only one Marine got through, and then he ended up killing the Macron, and he powered down the defenses. So Quake 4 picks up at the end of Quake 2, because as we know, Quake 3 was just multiplayer, you know, Quake 3 Arena, all that. So Quake 4 picks up at the end of Quake 2, so you're part of this expeditionary force sent down to the front line to take out the Destroy. But I guess, you know, the Macron is not like a leader. The Macron's like a dictator. So there's like other Strog that I guess kind of elect a Macron, which is this big, nasty looking, disgusting thing that, you know, just leads them. And the Macron came and kicked my ass right as I got where I was going to power down their communications array. That was completely fucked them all up. And then I got turned into a Strog. But
that sucks.
Yeah, but my homeboys came and rescued me before they could activate my implanted chip. They actually watched the Strogification process. Like, you watch them inserting a huge hypodermic needle into your chest and cutting your legs off and, like,
so it's kind of like
shit to you
the Beastmaster when they stick the leeches in your ear to turn you into the green-eyed madman monster.
Yeah, kind of like that, only, like,
no leeches.
Yeah, no leeches, more just like these big buzzsaws and this shit just like riveting stuff onto you and stuff. And like, if I wasn't so desensitized to violence by video games, yeah, I probably would have been disturbed by that. So that's what I've been doing for, you know, since the last episode.
Sweet.
Right.
That's not bad.
Big city?
I went to Boston.
Did you really?
Yeah.
When'd you do that?
Yesterday, the day before.
That's cool. Did you have a good time?
Sort of. I went on this haunted tour of the city. Learned about all these killings that went on in the city.
That's sweet. How much did that cost?
Like $30.
It's not bad.
We got to walk through this cemetery at night.
That's cool.
Yeah, I never get to do that.
Was it like a weird scene from The Warlock going on at that time?
Warlock?
Yeah, the movie The Warlock.
No, I never saw it, though. Well, I don't know. I don't recall the scene going on, but it might have been happening.
You know, when a warlock's trying to find out God's name so he can say it and then, you know,
have power over God?
Right. Kind of like dragons, almost.
Kind of, yeah, like anything. I mean, I know your true name, Malice Factor, therefore I have a power over you.
Exactly. I know your true name.
Don't say it.
I won't.
Keep it secret. Keep it safe. So yeah, I went to Boston. I saw walk Paul Revere's thing too.
That what was what thing? What thing?
One by land, two by sea. I walked it.
What are you talking about?
Paul Revere.
On his ride.
Who's that?
That guy.
Dude, you know who Paul Revere is.
He makes
is.
The beer, Sam Adams.
Yeah.
Does he?
No.
I thought that's Sam Adams.
That was his friend, Sam Adams. And I hung out with a mason, stonemason.
Was he a Freemason?
That's what I mean, Freemason. Alpha Omega, all that stuff.
Right.
Yada yada. It was an uneventful weekend, anyway.
But
I actually did something, which I was kind of excited about.
Boston,
Massachusetts. Dude, parking's a fucking bitch up there, man.
It's like, I imagine. Think?
$30 every time you park.
That's if you don't get a fucking ticket.
No, I'm talking like you go to a garage and
oh,
park.
Oh, yeah,
it's
a garage is
bucks.
A fucking ass. They fucking ass rape you with that.
Otherwise, you just drive around aimlessly forever.
Dude, everybody's got to live, though, you know? Everybody needs to make a living.
Not everybody. Dude, not everybody has to live. I saw a lot of rats, too. A ton of rats, man.
Dude, were you by the harbor area?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess
it was
that
cool.
Was kind of like the harbor area of Boston, but
I think they were wharf rats.
Dude, the rats are fucking immense in Boston, dude. You see them at night.
Yeah.
Like, they're fucking huge, man. They're like small dogs.
Dude, and listen to this. When I was in the cemetery, I saw a possum climbing the fire escape of a building.
Dude, that's twisted.
Seriously, it was going up. And it, like, started to feign death when we saw it. We saw it, and it, like, started, like, pretend to die, but it was, like, going up the fire escape, so it didn't, like, want to fully die, but it was like, don't look at me, I'm passing out, I'm dying. And, like, it fucking stopped, and we looked away, and it started, like, climbing up the fire escape more.
You know, why would an animal's defense be playing dead, if you think about it? Say I'm a predator, okay?
Well,
you're just going to eat it if it's dead.
Yeah.
Are you a hyena or a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Well, dude, you know, I'm just saying. I mean, this is why, see, I haven't realized how much I miss Steve Irwin until now.
Right, this would be a
question. Like, the world didn't know it lost. And so, like, we could totally ask this dude this.
Like, are other predators' visions based on movement?
Right.
Is there any predator left alive in this modern day? No, it's not movement. It must be dead. I mean, I've seen sunfish in the pond, like, spit out, like, just sucking a rock. And it's not even moving. It's a dead rock.
Just pick it up and toss it out.
Eats it and, like, spits it out. So, I mean, if you're just a dead possum, and if I was a hungry avian, I might just eat you and then drop you.
Right, then you would be half eaten. Like, I've been half strogified, you know?
You're half strogified and dead.
That's another cool thing about being turned into a strog. You can understand, like, the shit coming over the intercom. And it actually, it's freaky because, sorry to interrupt you, but I'm on the mention before. It's like when you're going through as just a regular Marine, you'll hear shit, like, chiming in. It's very atmospheric, but it's like, fuck, you know, and you get, and you think that you're winning. You know, because, like, you come in the straw, you're just fucking owning them all the time, you know? And when you, after you get turned into straw, you realize, like, you weren't owning them at all. They were owning you. Because you hear them talking over the intercom, and they're, like, basically, like, yeah, they think that they're winning, but we're just fucking tricking them into thinking that they're winning. We're luring them into traps.
Dude, I think the possum.
You know, it's crazy. If it, like, I like that. I like the little shit like that. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, keep on going.
I think the possum had a implant eye.
Like a glass eye?
No, like a laser eye.
Did it really?
Really?
I think so. It might have been half strogified.
It could have been.
I like the phrase strogification.
Yeah, it's, you know, they have contributed a lot to geek culture, ID Software and their ilk.
But strogified. It sounds like something you do to, like, it sounds almost like that jelly that's involved with canned meat.
Right.
Oh.
You know, Stroyant.
Oh. God, it's awful.
It sounds like something like that, man.
Well, dude, it's pretty brutal. I mean, you have to watch the dude in front of you getting turned into a strog, and you're on, like, this big conveyor belt, and it's just, like, got these needles coming up to you and fucking stabbing the dude in front. You're like, oh, that's what's going to happen to me next. And then you get stabbed with needles. And then you get your legs cut off.
Life's a bitch, you know? What happened? Wait, so that your legs get cut off, what do you have for legs?
Well, they put new legs on you.
Like, what, whose legs?
Like, robotic legs.
Oh.
Although, I don't really, on a side note, I don't understand how you could get buzzsawed, like, slightly above the knee and not hemorrhage to death. That's just me, though. I don't understand.
You'd be amazed what you can live through. But you will not live through a stingray barb.
Right.
To the heart.
Oh, poor guy.
That's. It is a joke.
He pulled out the barb, man. He pulled it out of his heart.
Fucking crazy, dude.
That's hardcore.
He's a sick fuck.
Did he pull it out?
Yeah, he did. He was hardcore to the end.
That's fucking cool, man. I thought it was just on his hand.
Nah,
and, like,
dude.
That's... All of a sudden, the stingray decided to stab him in the heart with a freaking parry riposte.
Right. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know, man. I just don't know what to tell you.
You could be strogified one of these days.
Dude, we never began knife fighting, man. We gotta do that.
Yeah, dude, you know, we never began sword fighting either.
Maybe we should start right now.
I thought I told you Killer Instinct stuff is banned.
I actually meant to play it quietly, but because you got that stupid thing that, like, automatically selects things, it just picked it for me, and I was like, no,
Fuck.
So it started playing on the main mixer, not the silent mixer. Silent but deadly.
Yeah, we can start knife fighting any time, really. I'm kind of up for that whenever, you know.
Yeah.
How about right now?
It's the worst song ever, dude.
Oh, that's hella great gay. Timing.
That was great timing. That was fabulous.
I
want to
come over there and stab you if you play that again.
Go ahead, try it, man.
Oh, dude, did you
Big
bring...
City's brandished the fucking rubber
No,
combat
I found it
knife.
On this desk.
Oh. Yeah, it was right over here. I have it in readiness, man, just in case.
I mean, I got mine.
I thought that was a shield over there.
A shield?
Like a personal body shield.
No.
That would have been sweet if you had one of those lying around.
Did you ever finish the chainmail?
Still working on it. I worked on it last week.
How big is it now?
Like 12 by...
Is it like a chain condom now?
12. No, it's like... it's like a... Well, for dickheads. Like you. No, it's like 12 by 12 now. You can wear it on your head as like a weird doily hat.
Does it feel weird?
Dude, it's pretty heavy. It's getting heavier, man.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's very cool.
It if you do finish it, can
Halloween,
you...
Man?
Oh, I'm bringing that son of a bitch in.
You can wear that during the show, so we just hear chain moving. I want to hear it.
See, like Malice Effect,
sit there
though,
wearing it.
I have a certain level of grandeur, and it'll probably never get finished.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because I start off with a project going strong, and then I get halfway through and drop it.
Right.
Can it be like one of those like gay half cut off shirt chainmail looking things then?
I'm not gonna
just like a chain belly shirt. We can put some roller skates on you too.
Designer line for women.
You put like the V line right here.
Oh yeah. Like, so I get some cleavage shots.
You can put roller skates on you. Fucking fruit.
Okay, I think you've thought out this fantasy.
No, you know what that's from? I was watching Reno 911 last night. You ever see that?
I was watching
with the gay
last
roller
night
skater guy that's in like every
I've
episode.
I've only seen like five.
Dude, I saw the part. I came in.
I don't watch TV. You should know
I came in with the dude with a snake in his box. In the box.
Snake in his box.
That? At the carnival, he's like, yeah. It's like I got a snake in a box. Grab on. Women can grab onto it, and it grows death hard in their as it dies in their hands. It's like the guy hits the box and he's like, "Ah, please stop that."
Right.
You don't want to do that,
Mr. White. What have you been up to?
Yeah, man. What do you do now?
Yeah, what do you do these days?
Playing with the Mac.
Yeah, that's right. Totally got the new Mac.
Finally got my email set up. That was a bitch.
Yeah, can you burn CDs?
Yeah, I can burn
Thunderbird.
I got Thunderbird set up, and you know, I've been using Thunderbird for like a while, since like 0.4 or something, version like 0.4. And you know, you just create a copy of the directory as like the backup, you know, like the profile directory or whatever, and that's it. So I'm trying to fucking load it in, trying to load it in. It's just not fucking working.
Piss me off.
So damn. It took me, like, fucking forever to get it to work.
Yeah, apparently, I'm sending this guy emails, and he's just not getting them, so I'm like,
yeah,
he's just being a fucking asshole.
I've lost some emails, I know that. So if you did send one to the show that was supposed to be get read on the air, it very well could have gotten lost, and I apologize.
Dude, I sent you one to send in the air.
I just delete yours.
Yeah,
sorry,
actually, I have yours set up with junk mail filters.
You guys fucking suck.
No, did you seriously send something right on there?
Yeah, what's his face? Seth Monrovia sent me something to send to the show like 5 years ago. I deleted it after I sent it because I didn't want it in my box.
Well, I don't believe I saw that.
Sorry, I already said his tribute last week.
All right.
Right, so, shout outs.
No,
I'm gonna put red
no shout
out on all
damn
my shit.
Damn it.
Stop with the fucking shout outs.
Shout outs, David right. Bowie, shout outs.
All right. I'm shout out happy, man.
So, I get, what the problem ended up being is I guess Thunderbird creates these index files or like .mfs or MFS.
Right.
Files.
Work through the problem, man.
And, fuck you. And they create these indexes, and I guess I had to delete out the indexes, which I did, and it still didn't work, and it created new indexes, and there was, like, indexes I couldn't find, because it's just, like, indexes everywhere. Because I have 10,000 some odd email, like, emails.
Yeah, I know.
So
10,000?
Yeah, like, 10,000 emails.
Oh, like, different name account. Yeah, you did
accounts,
weird like that.
I save everything. Like, if you buy something online, I save that receipt. I save tons of shit. I'm in like tons of mailing lists.
Do you got
never
like
read
boxes
any of it.
Receipts?
You know, just yeah. I've got
like under your bed.
Yeah.
It's yeah, cool. He does.
And
that was just dumb. I know.
Yeah, but I've just tons of like email. I mean, there's really no point where you ever should have to like delete email for space anymore, or delete anything for space. So
right.
But why? I got into a whole philosophical debate about this about 4 weeks ago.
My shit,
about
that
email?
Was.
How philosophical are you getting about email?
Like, dude, why do I even bother to clean out my inbox? There's no point. It's not even real.
Because, man, cleanliness is next to godliness.
But it's not even real, dude. My mess is not even real. It's a virtual mess. It's virtually non-existent, and it really doesn't make a difference. Like, there's no point to even go delete
dude,
it.
Well, dude, I have various fucking Hotmail accounts from back in the day. I've got like 8,000 fucking messages in there. I mean, every once in a while I'll get a lone email from one of the old school people, like my sister I haven't talked to in 8 years, you know? But
what I'm saying is, it's not even real.
But that's what I'm saying, so why would you like...
No, but it is real, dude.
It is and it
isn't. It is real.
It is what it is.
Fuck.
I don't even know what of that was sound clips and what wasn't. It's just stuff in my headphones. So, and like, where did that ringing come from? So
I think we've got a caller, actually.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you logged into something, like Skype or something?
No, I'm actually... Yes.
Someone's calling the show.
We have an actual... Yeah, it's your house. It's your phone, man.
No, it's not.
Wherever it is. I heard it. I'm telling you.
Right. Well, I'm just going to have to go into voicemail then. See, why do I clean out my voicemail? That's not real, is it?
None of it's real.
But you have to clean it out in order to get more voicemails.
Theoretically, you have to clean out email, too, to get more email.
No, but you just make another account.
Yeah, that's very true. Email has proliferated itself.
Oh. But I get...
But
I
you
get,
see what I'm saying, though.
Yeah. But no, I get, like, an insane amount of, like, spam.
Oh, I do, too. One time I tried spam this sucks. Technique, though, of not deleting shit at work. I tried it out.
That was the technique?
Yeah. I was just like, I'm going to lick them.
I was like,
I'm not going to delete it.
I'm not going to delete another email out of my whole... I had like a million fucking emails after like 2 days. I said this is... I couldn't find anything that I was looking
for.
Dude,
I've got so many accounts and lots of them. You know, like all the radio... Like the radio show accounts, they're online, dude. When you stick accounts online, it's only a matter of time.
Oh, yeah. Spamzors.
You know, I get tons. So then the junk mail filter is just going. So everything's like junk, junk, junk. And then... I've got, like, filters to, like, sort out messages into folders and...
Right.
Folders yeah. to keep
you,
stuff.
You spent a long time setting that shit up, too,
well,
I remember.
I never set up, like, the filters to sort shit, and now I'm getting into that. Like, at work, if I'm online or something and I see a story that I want to remember, I email the link to myself, and before, like, an FBIL show, I'll go through and look at it, which... I had a bunch for this week that I lost in the change, but...
Yeah.
So, I'm like, if I just put the subject as F-Bill and dump them all to a folder, I don't have to go and look for them. They're all there.
Now, the
you know
ones,
what I mean? Just, like, stupid shit like that.
But the ones that you lost, did they, like, just fall on the virtual ground?
There is no ground in a virtual world.
Why not?
Because it's not real.
So they just virtually floated away?
Just nothing happened.
Nothing.
I'd like to posit a small update. The RSS feed has now been completely updated.
You've been working on that? That's great, dude. Do that during the show.
Yeah, I felt like an asshole.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, seriously, what was that?
Magnificent titties?
Magnificent titties.
Man,
wow. So, you know what I forgot to mention last time? Because it was 7,000 degrees in here?
Hang on.
What's that? It's much cooler in here this time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tolerable. It's also now September, so...
Can I interrupt that thought monologue for 1 second?
Sure.
Go right
absolutely.
Because this is about the emails.
Yeah.
Mint.
Now, is it possible, though, what I'm wondering, is to be a neat freak in real life, and in virtual email world, to be a virtual slob?
You know what? It's possible to be a slob in RL, but be neat in VL.
That's neat, man.
Right? I'm much neater in VL than RL.
Yeah, I am several orders of magnitude neater. No, I'm not.
Okay, that was the last part of it. virtual slobs.
Although I am just becoming more near all around.
Well, you have to, man. You have to adapt to your new surroundings or something.
So last time in the heat, I forgot to bring up the most important story, which by the time we got out of here, I was just fucking fried, was that the U.S. Judge Anna Taylor in fucking Detroit, D-Town. What's up?
P-Town?
P-Town.
P-Town.
Found the government and George Bush in basically violation of many, many things and thus breaking the law.
Dude, we talked about this last time.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we,
she consulted with three mystic dwarves named Frico, Julio, and Jesus.
Not quite.
Frederic.
I thought we talked about it, but then my brain was so heated.
Yeah, we didn't get to it.
I obviously remember what was going on. I thought we did.
I don't think so. So do you guys think this is actually going to get anywhere? Or
no.
No.
Why would it?
The appeal is set for, I think, it's either this week or next week, the appeal hearing. So obviously her verdict, her decision doesn't stand until the appeal goes through. But I read her entire decision. It's like 40-something pages.
You did what?
Would you take that to the bathroom or something?
Yeah, seriously.
I would have if I had to read 40 pages. I would have gone to my...
You read
40 bathroom.
Pages of
no,
legal
actually,
ease?
Well, no, I downloaded
a summary
the,
for us?
I downloaded the PDF and took the laptop to the bathroom.
Did you really?
Thinking.
Yeah.
I like where your head's at.
Well, it's a work laptop, not my own.
Oh, okay.
So, you like where my head's at.
Oh, it's this laptop?
No.
That's good. I don't want your fecal contaminants on my fingertips.
So... Yeah, no, I read the entire decision, and I actually thought it was a pretty well laid out decision, not that I've read any decisions before, but she basically made her point pretty damn solid. Obviously, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, reason doesn't matter in the government. You know this.
The judicial system is not above the president.
Even though it should be, technically.
I think it is.
I mean, it should be equal.
It's
that's
equal
the
power.
Idea.
Congress, judiciary,
yeah,
branch,
but it's not,
president.
Though.
No, I
right,
know.
So, you know, it goes through phases, really. One branch is stronger than the other branches, and it's...
like the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit?
Right. Well, I mean... It,
what?
There have been... Yeah, well, you know, whatever. there have been instances, and this is, like, very generalized... The people out there probably know more about it than I do. Well, I can guarantee you that's how it is.
You're honest.
Like, it's not a foreign thing in this country's history for the president to not listen to the judicial branch. I'm thinking about Andrew Jackson and the Trail of Tears thing when he basically said, you know, fuck you to John Marshall and the entire Supreme Court that... pretty much declared his forced relocation of Indians to be unconstitutional, you know? And he said, well, let, you know, it might have been John Marshall. I could be wrong. But,
I think
you
it was
know,
Marshall Tucker, actually.
Well, case in point, Watergate, right? I mean,
yes.
Watergate voted 8. I mean, the Supreme Court voted 8-0 that he had to give up the tapes. Presidente Ricardo Nixon, right? And, you know, he entertained briefly the idea of saying, well, you know, it's not without precedent for the president of the United States to say, fuck you, the Supreme Court. But different situation because, you know, back in Andrew Jackson's time, like, who fucks, you know, fuck the Redskin people, want their land. You know, we're cool with that versus, you know, the 70s and
yeah, the 70s,
like, we're
like,
you know, fuck El Presidente Ricardo Nixon, you know. But different atmosphere. I mean, how many people... We got stuff like, you know, the JonBenet Ramsey supposed murderer coming up, and that's much more exciting than NSA stuff and eavesdropping.
Well, that brings up a point, is that I saw somewhere that the JonBenet Ramsey bullshit got on some networks up to... what the hell were the numbers?
7.
17 times the amount of coverage as the NSA, this NSA ruling. I mean, it's absurd.
Dude,
It's absurd.
As they said in,
it's pathetic.
As they said in Futurama, man, you know, will they get Middle America off their tractors? No.
Yeah.
No, it's not. You know, come on. They need to sell ad space, man.
I know. Sensationalism sells.
Right.
Murdered young white beauty pageant girls. Sells advertising.
You know, something's... Now it's fucking murdered zoologists.
You can't have water cooler talk about NSA. Nobody cares.
Yeah, you can't. Most people don't know
I have
what
water
it is.
Cooler talk about it. By myself, mostly. Because right. No one's there to listen.
Well, maybe that's because you should stop drinking hot water.
Tea. He means tea.
I don't even know what that meant.
Neither do I. I was waiting for clarification.
I gave it to you, and you just ignored me.
No, but that's tea. That's not hot water. That's
same flavoring. Difference.
No, it's
yeah. I was thinking of that pull and spring thing that gives you hot water, and I was kind of wondering, do those things plug in?
Right. So, you know, it. I think also maybe it's we're resigned to the fact that doesn't make a difference. I mean, it'd be one thing if somebody came in and arrested George Bush, brought him to jail. That would never happen, you know? Or shut down the NSA, which that would never happen, you know? People, and once again, we want sensationalist stuff, right? That would be pretty sensational.
That would be sensational.
That would be sensational. Hey, I'd watch Fox News to see coverage of that.
Well, you know, there you go.
So, anyway, I'm sure we'll be talking about it in the future because I actually give a shit when we're talking about this stuff. Vista finally makes it into widespread beta.
Fuck Vista.
And which Vista. Is probably about 3 years too soon before the software will probably be ready. And they announced price points, which are the same as XP currently. So I think that's 100 for an upgrade and 250 or 300 for new.
200, I think it was, license. I read.
200 for what?
New Vista.
No, that's too cheap. It's 250 or 300.
I thought I read 200.
That's way too cheap.
Yeah, which... Either way, it's about
100%. Well, sorry, apparently my economy is a scaler off.
Either way, it's about 100% more than it's worth.
100% more than it's worth.
What else do we got?
That was a good one.
There's, let me see. It's nice to have printouts again. I finally got a new printer. This feels nice, man. I was like printing stuff today.
Yeah,
I
needed a
good
new printer
myself.
For about like 6 years, actually. So,
I remember that printer.
Yeah, you were there when I got it from the Apple Store.
Yeah,
right.
For
I think
free.
I Big City accompanied Mr. White.
I was there for that.
I got it for free.
That was a good deal.
There's all this talk in the fucking...
Bible.
Blogosphere. Bible. About Browzar. Browzar.
Yeah, let us know about
Browzar.
This. But you're,
Browzar.
Apparently you say owns people, right?
I think, I don't know, like everybody on the internet that has some way to talk... basically mentioned this, which was at browzar.com, B-O-R-W-Z-A-R.
Browzar.
Just like that, .com. And basically, it's a... why did I just draw a blank on this? Web browser.
Read the article, man.
It's a web browser that doesn't require you to install and apparently doesn't save cookies or temporary inner files or anything like that. And... so everyone basically went crazy over this, and 2 days later, somebody actually finally took a look at it. Someone other than our beloved Malice Factor, who did take a look at it and was quick to point out it was full of bullshit. You basically what? Opened it up, signed into your Gmail account?
Right. This is what I did. I was like, well, you know, it says no cookies, and it's protecting my privacy. Oh, it's fantastic. You know, fuck the NSA. And I was like, let me try it out. So I fired up the browser, went to Gmail, signed in as myself. And I opened up another browser, another browser, saying, well, you know, if this thing is for real, I shouldn't be signed in as myself while I'm browsing Google. At least that's my empirical test of this. So I fired up Google, and there I was signed up. So I was like, oh, this is a piece of shit.
Well, somebody took it one step further and then opened up Internet Explorer, and they were still signed on,
right.
Which should have been a different piece of software.
Right, if I had checked, because I had Firefox going at the time, and I was also signed in there, if I had thought to check it, I would have.
So this experiment might actually be a... skewed data failed.
apparently...
Because Mozilla was open.
Well, apparently Browser is just an extension to Internet Explorer and opens up Internet Explorer. It's not its own piece of software like it claims and does all this stuff. And when you go to use it, it points you to towards ads and everything else. So basically, it's a complete piece of shit. So there's still news stories coming out how great this is and fucking everything else. So you heard it here. FBL's still recommended way of browsing is, you know, safely is using the Tor network. Of course, you're still going to have cookies and everything else.
We're going to add a
button for that. Which, when you get done, all you need to do is just, you know, light the C4 off that strap to your PC, and the cookies will disappear.
FBL Radio supports Tor network.
What else do we got? Somebody had fun with... AT&T's client data for their DSL lines. About 19,000 users' information was hacked, quote-unquote, over the weekend.
I thought it's not
blah, blah, blah. And this all came off of their website, which listed the... And basically they turned that into a phishing scheme real quick, sending out... emails to actual people with their actual account number saying that they need to do this or that, which resulted in them losing credit card information and everything else.
Oh, man.
19 million people.
19,000.
19,000 people. No, it was a million.
For what?
He said a million, man.
I wasn't listening.
No, it's 19,000.
19,000 million.
I was listening. You weren't.
I was listening.
Yucky.
So, yeah. The funny part is apparently AT&T sent emails to people notifying them that emails from AT&T with their actual customer account numbers are not valid. Fucking way to go. Yeehaw.
Way to go, Ma Bell.
So,
fucking crazy folk around here, man.
That'll put us at 57 minutes, and I guess that's good enough for today.
Hang on, you got more to talk about, don't you?
Nah, whatever, I'm good.
I thought you had a big article.
Huh?
Big article.
Nah.
You don't?
No, I've got nothing.
What about the fucking crazy folk writer, man?
The what?
I don't know, what did you say in that?
Crazy folk writer?
Hey, oh, what? Folk writer.
Bob Dylan came out with a new album last week, Modern Times.
Crazy
check it out.
Folk writer.
We'll have tunes come up off of that, I'm sure.
Dude, did we even decide a fucking final song?
I got
the theme to Toe Jam and Earl.
Yeah, that's what I was going to play.
So
I was really excited I got it.
Anyway, check us out at fbillradio.com, DDP Hack Radio, and hackermedia.org. We're all there. Emails, radio at fbillradio.com. Voicemail number 432-614-1200. All this and archives available on our website, fbillradio.com. If you'd like free stickers, free swag, email us, request it. I also have a copy of the U.S. Field Survival Manual. If you would like it for free, email us with your address. First one to email successfully gets it. And
it's a race.
It's a race. And I think next time we will actually have a guest, an unnamed guest yet, but we might actually have one.
Is it William Shatner?
Lined up. I put in a request. Still working it out with his people.
That would be awesome.
It would be awesome. We got to start, now that we're all kind of settled down for the winter, we'll start having guests again. Kind of get back to it. So
I'm moving next week.
Are you really?
No, I just made that up.
I am.
Oh, congratulations.
Fantastic.
We need to find a new place to tape the show.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's it.
Well, not really. Okay. You're gonna see your ending cue line?
Later.
Later.
Look, I didn't think you were going to say it that fast.
Oh, dude, this whole time you could have been pulling up the song that you're supposed to.
It's very difficult.
God damn it, stop dropping the ball.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
Later.
Later.